What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Knobcast. I'm your host, the Knobby Wood. I'm here with my son, Finn, and today we're just going to talk about a couple of things, give you a quick update on my Turbo Atoll progress, as well as discuss whether or not I think websites are, useful, having a personal website if you're an artist. So let's jump into that. So real quick, let's do an update. Where am I with Turbo Atoll? I've been working on this for what, 2-3 months now total? We are in the end game now, baby. I've finished all the pencils. I did tight pencils this time. I'm sure if anybody's been following along with the progress of this, I did this second part, or this part that I'm working on, differently than I did the first part. First part I inked manually after doing all the pencils and stuff. And I found that while that is my favorite part of the process, it is a little bit slow and I want to get this out a little quicker. So this time around I decided to approach it, do the pencils all, as standard and traditional on my 11x17 boards, and then scan them in, and I'm dinking, I'm digital inking these guys. So it just speeds up the process. I've mentioned before, it's just like biggest thing is the fill tool. Like being able to fill large swaths of black with just a click saves minutes, and those minutes add up, which can lead to hours. So I'm trimming hours off of work, which is always good. So I finished up with the pencils. They're all looking really good. I know I probably said this with the last set of pencils, but this is by far my best work to date. I'm really, my character design is kind of going in a slightly different direction. I'm still playing with it, but I'm happy with where it is because I feel like I can actually move bodies through a space a lot better and draw three-dimensional figures a little bit more confidently, like, straight bird's eye views or worm's eye views, or those really difficult shots to get of people and make them look convincing with foreshortening. I'm starting to get a little better, and Finn's been there the whole time cheering me on, haven't you, buddy? Except for when it gets boring, right? Because you don't want to just, like, sit there while you stare at Dad drawing all day. But I'm not going to lie to you, buddy. That's probably going to be a lot of your life. It's going to be looking at Dad draw. But as you know, all you got to do is just say, "Hey, Dad," and you'll have my attention. That's how it goes. So anyway, where was I? I finished up all the pencils. I've scanned them all in. Jesse's gave me the go-ahead on inking and toning. He's approved all the pages I sent to him, and so I am getting into the nitty-gritty of actually inking everything digitally and toning them with my screen tones. Ooh. sorry, something got stuck in the back of my throat. I'm going to clear it up. There it is. It's going by pretty quickly. I've pretty much finished. I just started yesterday. I pretty much finished inking the first page. I'm going to go through and just go ahead and tone it, to send that over to Jesse for approval. That's basically how I'm going to do it. So for these next 9 days or so, I'm going to be hitting the inks pretty hard, hitting them, diving in and basically trying to get this last little bit of Turbo Atoll wrapped up so Jesse can wrap the story up, drop the new figures he has associated with this part of the story, and get it all out to you guys, those of you that are in a crossover that found me through him. So I'm excited about it. I think it's really cool. I know Jesse's been looking forward to wrapping up the storyline for a while now. He has mentioned it was a super ambitious project, and I mean, it's all coming together now. It's all coming into a finalized form, and it's looking pretty nice. I'm really happy that I got to be a part of it, because just telling people that, hey, I'm basically doing G.I. Joe meets the Matrix with F-Zero races is a really fun thing to explain to people what I do. So what do you do for work? Oh, I draw cool stuff. It's pretty neat. I enjoy it, and I'm getting paid for it, so that's always great. So, you know, things are looking good so far for 2021. We're not quite out of the fire yet, but you know, the way things are looking, the horizon is looking bright, and I'm excited for, you know, getting involved in the future. So, whatever that might be, I have a couple of personal projects lined up for after I wrap up. I'm gonna try to finish by the beginning of June, and after that, I was freed up until just the other day, where a game developer that I've been working with, he reached his goal 100% funded on Kickstarter for a game called Zappling Bygone, where you play as a blob that steals enemy skulls to use their powers, which is, it's a lot of fun. It's a cool pixel platformer, Metroidvania, and you know, those are some of my favorite kind of games to play. But so I did a backer reward for him for a wallpaper, and he just recently reached back out to me and said he wants to implement a sort of comic book idea into the game itself. So I'm going to be doing 8 pages for him of comics that kind of reveal the lore of the game in an interesting way. So I'm not going to give away like all of the details on that, but basically I'll be doing at least 8 pages for the Zappling Bygone video game itself, which you'll be able to see by playing and exploring in the game. So I think that's pretty exciting. That's like in the Venn diagram that is me, video games and comics is a perfect overlap. So I'm really excited to jump into that as well. You know, it's a little more relaxed. There's not really a deadline on that other than, I think we put like a loose deadline, like November. So, I mean, I've got like the rest of the year to finish it, which I don't see it taking me that long to, finish 8 pages of a story. So yeah, it's exciting. I was wondering, you know, if I had any actual job prospects after, I got done working with Toy Pizza, and this kind of fell into my lap. So, it's again, like, 2021's doing great for comics for me this year. I'm going to just keep riding that train as long as I can and, you know, see it through and keep pushing and keep getting better at making comics. That's really my... Yeah, I want to tell good comics, man. I want to tell good comics with good art. So, that's the goal. And so far, that's, you know, I feel like I'm improving in the art area, at least. So I still got a lot to learn in the storytelling chops, but we're getting there. You know, I'm plugging away. I'm trying different techniques. I'm reading a lot. And, you know, I'm kind of figuring and out, like, what other authors have done and utilizing some of that to see what would work best for my stories and what kind of stories I want to tell. So... very exciting stuff. I'm looking forward to the future. And Finn is too. So, is having a website necessary for your art? I don't have any definitive answers to this. All I can do is explain my own thought process on this and what I do and what has worked for me. So, brass tacks, right down to the bottom of the line, this is my experience. How many sales, how many jobs have I gotten from a website that I've made? My own .com, my own personal .com that I paid for and built and so on. Absolutely zero. I have made zero jobs, $0 from having a website. It has always been a hole in which to throw money, and I have seen no return whatsoever from having my own website. That being said, it is not a bad idea to have a website where your own content lives. But let's say, why do you want to have a website? What is the reason for your website in the first place? If it's just to have people look at your work, I gotta tell you, That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of effort. If you have a social platform like Instagram or anything like that, like, you have to put in extra work, not only to show the work that you're doing on there, but to try to funnel that traffic from Instagram to your own website, and it barely works. So that's kind of that. Now, on the other hand, so I don't have a website. I don't have my own website that has, like, my own portfolio, blah, 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 all that stuff. All of my stuff is basically on Instagram, and the, like, more behind-the-scenes stuff and things like that, I either post to my friends or I share it to, like, Patreon to make that, you know, kind of worth it for, like, exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff and things like that. So I do still use the funneling route, but I don't use it for my own personal website. I do have a shop where I sell my own books and things like that. That is useful, but again, that's just directly linked through my Instagram. So, you know, full disclosure, all the money and all the jobs I have made in the past 4 or 5 years through illustration have been strictly through Instagram. People have either sought me out by DMing me, or that's pretty much it. People just they message me and they say, "Hey, I like your art. I have an idea for a project. How much?" And then that's where I tell them. Literally all of my sales, I don't feel great that I'm so dependent on this social media platform, but right now it's working for me, and they're not really getting any of that money. Which is, you know, where it would really become an issue for me is if I had to basically switch sides with you, buddy. That arm's getting tired. Basically, pay, you know, a portion to get eyes on my work and stuff. Kind of like Etsy, you know, like you pay to put your listings up, but it's like, it's pretty small price, but it does get eyeballs on your work and things like that. Well, on Instagram, getting eyeballs on your work is free. You don't have to pay a listing. You don't have to do anything like that. I set up a shop through Big Cartel, and then I linked my shop through Facebook, and then through Facebook, I'm able to link my shop to my Instagram. So I am on Facebook, but I literally do nothing on there. It is solely there for the purpose of me being able to link my items from my store to my Instagram so that I can sell through a post, which works pretty well. I haven't used any advertising. There was like a little bit of time there where I, would like pay $5 or $10 to get advertising, but that just increases eyeballs. It doesn't necessarily increase conversion rates, so don't even worry about that. But anyway, my original thought here is having a website necessary? For me, no, at least not right now. If I had a much larger following and I had the traffic that was going from those social medias, it might be more feasible to have like a personalized space where I can curate how people see my art myself. That's definitely something I might look into in the future, but for right now, it's not feasible for me. It's not a good idea. So I think my advice right now is if you're just starting out and doing freelance, or you don't have, you know, thousands of followers, tens of thousands of followers and things like that to convert maybe not even 10% of that to go to your website, then it's really not worth the investment. There might be some circumstances where maybe colleges or a job needs to see a website, but honestly, like, the kind of job, and this is all specifically to my own experience, because, you know, like, that's all I've been able to experience myself. So but honestly, yeah, like, if anybody wants to see my work, I don't send them to a portfolio. I don't send them to that. I just send them my Instagram. Everybody has a phone, so you don't have to bring anything with you. You don't have to do anything. Like, pretty much, if somebody is a professional and you're pitching something, they're going to have a phone. They'll have their own phone, and they can literally just look at your Instagram feed from their phone. You know, maybe that's not the most ideal way for somebody to look at your art, but when you're pitching somebody, you know, something, you don't want to take up too much of their time, because everybody considers their time valuable. So you don't want to take up a lot of that resource. So yeah, like, for me personally, I just say skip the website at first. It's not feasible when you're starting out. I think it's more of a way for companies to just take your money for a couple of years before you realize yourself that this is not making me any, this isn't getting me any jobs. I'm not getting anything from this other than it just being a nice curated place for my work to sit and to point people to. But again, there's Artful, there's Instagram. Is Tumblr still a thing? I don't think it is. I mean, it's still out there, but I don't think it's as feasible for art as it used to be. At least, you know, not the... You can do, like, very vanilla censored art or whatever and that kind of thing. But anyway, that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. So, yeah, don't worry too much about websites. They're not as important as people tell you, I don't think, in my own personal opinion. It's good to have a store, but, I mean, if you're just selling a couple of things at a time, you don't even need to pay for, like, a big cartel subscription to where you can sell more, like, you know, 10 items at a time or whatever. I think Big Cartel lets you set up a free account and you could sell up to 5 things. So, I mean, the way I do that, did that at first was, yeah, is that a good finger? He's teething, so, you know, he's got to chew on something. Whew, those are sharp. But, yeah, like, you can set up your store if you have more than 5 items. Just pick, you know, the 5 big ones that you think are relevant, and you can rotate those items out however you want. So you can pretty much just make, like, limited sales, you know, and then change out your inventory and that kind of stuff, and do all that for free, so you don't have to pay for it. If you do want the linking capabilities, I think you do need to have, like, a premium subscription for Big Cartel or something like that, but that's $10 a month. So you basically have to sell at least $10 of merchandise every month to make that back. Which, honestly, since I started working on these comics, I haven't been doing because I haven't had really time to focus on my own inventory and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, maybe just do the work first. Like, get the work, build up stuff, put it on your social media, and that's going to get eyeballs on your stuff. And that might, in turn, turn into somebody looking at your work and saying, hey, this looks perfect for a project that I have. And that's where it can open up a negotiation to commission you, and you can get your jobs that way. That's how I've gotten pretty much all of my jobs so far, and it's worked out. That's at least one way that it's worked out for at least one artist. So putting that out there for you guys, it might help you, it might not. Having a website might be the best idea for you. I don't know. It's just, if you're in a similar situation like me where you don't have a huge following, it just isn't that feasible. So anyway, I think I've said the same thing like 3 times over now, so I'm gonna just leave it at that. That's another quick episode in the bag. Thank you guys so much for stopping by and listening to me talk about creativity, art, and comics, and games, of course. You know, the things that I like to talk about by myself when I'm hanging out with Mr. Finn here. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my patrons. I threw up a while ago asking whether they wanted a shout out or not, and they all basically said, no, it doesn't really matter. I'm fine with it. But to be honest, I really appreciate them, so I'm shouting them out anyway. So up first, we got Gabriel Berrigan. Thank you so much, Gabriel. Appreciate you. 10 Star Toys. 10 Stars, awesome on the Patreon. A very, very engaged person. I really enjoy his feedback. Thank you to Matt Reed. Matt contributed some artwork to Rollerbard 1. He's in the pinup gallery in the back of that. And thank you to Jesse D'Estacio. Jesse's the one that kind of helped me decide to start a Patreon. He said, do it, get it, go for it. So I did, and here we are. So thank you guys so much for your support. I really appreciate it. Wanted to go ahead and get the plugs in. You guys can check me out on Instagram and TikTok at The Nobby Wood. And you can also check me out on Patreon at Patreon/The Nobby Wood Tower. So thanks again, guys, for listening. Until next time, get out there, make art, and play games. Yeah!